Turundusdoktor aitab.
And the case study sounds like that. I work for an Estonian wholesaler wine, and during the last year our sales has dropped more than half. Our company has been in the market for about 20 years and it's medium-sized. Our product portfolio is divided into two, cheaper, simpler, but with good quality and well-known brands for retailers and quality wines for restaurants. Many shopping centers have decreased the amount of different labels in the alcohol category and increased the campaign fees. In order to have a discount campaign, we pay a couple of €100 per label. To use the self-ends of pallets, it will cost about €2,000, a couple of €1,000, and it's not profitable. There are a lot of campaigns focusing on decreasing consumption of alcohol, and also the markets near the harbour where Finnish tourists are used to buy a lot of alcohol have started importing alcohol on their own. State has limited the consumption of alcohol also. There are certain times when you can buy alcohol in a closed bottle. Alcohol cannot be discounted. It's not allowed to offer additional products together with alcohol. In-store alcohol has to be placed separately from other products and cannot be cross-promoted with meat or cheese product easily, and so on. I've been previously working for 7 years as a sommelier and understand that alcohol has to be consumed wisely, and all these restrictions help to decrease the alcohol consumption in Estonia. By the way, we are the biggest alcohol consumers in Europe, I think. But as a sales and marketing manager, I need to get at least acceptable sales numbers. Please help. What should I do?
Yes, we have a nice guest from Sweden. You can start.
First of all, Peter, I even don't know if you know what kind of alcohol politics you have in Sweden. So what do you think about this case?
I mean, we have a very strict alcohol because you can't buy alcohol in the shopping centers, or we have special stores which are controlled by the government. So everybody in Sweden, what you do is everybody tries to work this kind of activity through the restaurants, of course. We can see great and also tax-free on the. Sweden has one of the best brands in the world, and it's Absolut Vodka. And how they actually work, have worked their whole branding strategy going into the United States. You found a very tough target group. You went all on the gay scene. And you just focused on them, and that became the big success. And how you later on work with all the different packaging in the tax-free market. And of course, that's how you try once you, because they want you always you don't buy a martini, you buy an Absolut martini, or you like the brand. So it's for wine. I mean, there's so many good wines out there, and also again, you need the story. You need to be. You have to have the Coppola story, or you have to be the best winery from Australia. You have to tell them that there is something special in the grapes.
Yes. Absolutely, and what I was listening and reading this case, the same idea that you have just started came to my mind, that actually when I go to buy wine in a shop, actually I have almost no information about this wine. Those couple of words, how would it taste or where is it from, is not enough for me. So every time I take a new one, the next question here in Tallinn, I would say that in the most alcohol, specialized alcohol stores, the selling ladies, I would call them like that, they never know what they sell. It's 100%, not 99%, but it's 100% if you ask an advice, so they won't tell you anything. In most cases, they say, I don't drink, or they say, don't care. So this is a hard question. If you have specialist stores that actually sell a lot, and if you don't have specialists working there, so it's a bad question. And another thing also, what you mentioned, this story thing, I have to feel this story. I have to remember this story. I have to see it from somewhere and remember it. So it's rare brands who are making this communication, TV communication, whatever, here in Estonia that I should remember. Yes, I see from a Russian TV, from a Western TV, from CNN, whatever. I see the big international companies doing their brand and advertising campaigns, but not here in Estonia. I don't care actually about
alcohol advertising in TV is not prohibited. It's prohibited only from 10 o'clock in the night or something. So it's a very restricted time what they can use
on TV. I understand it. There are many of restrictions. But if you go back to the simplest thing, I will buy something that is first suggested to me, or if I know the person is specialist or a good friend or whatever. And then another thing is that if I know it already, so I have to taste it somehow. So the question that you brought actually up with this absolute story, how they started in bars and restaurants, it's the same. It might not be the bar or restaurant. Maybe it's a birthday party of the people. Maybe it's a launch of fashion products. Maybe it's a kind of an other place. But you have to be where people could taste it. And what I've seen, if they taste it, they buy it.
Yeah.
It's so simple.
Yeah.
So you have to create a place
to do it. I mean, in Sweden, there's so much money put into labeling, how to label, and they become more and more creative. I mean, the latest now is it has to be eco-friendly, and it has to be, it has to also take care of the people who pick the grapes. It has to, I mean, it has to really, the whole chain has to be environmentally friendly and human and you know. But I would have them come to Sweden and go to our special stores and just look at the labels and how you can package. I would package like the party kits, like make a box and have the party kits, just to stick out and do something. And it's I mean, you have to work today. You don't get anything for free anymore.
Anu.
Yeah, I think all the ideas are very good, but I also was thinking that if I were instead of this person, then I would probably take a look at the market and a bit wider look and ask that, okay, if the wine and alcohol category is decreasing, is it worth of fighting? If all the things are against us, maybe we should expand into other areas. If we have good relationships in the retail, as it seems that they bring I don't know how much sales, but at least a good amount of profit from retail. So maybe they can sell other type of products there. Maybe there are other type of drinks so they can bring to the market. Maybe there is other speciality they could just focus on in order to balance the lost sales. Because to grow sales from that has decreased about 50% up to the same level with the same product portfolio in a category that is shrinking and is very expensive to promote. I don't know if it's kind of worth of fighting. I would maybe choose a bit simpler way.
I think you're spot on. I mean, you really have to do that. You have to look at it from a very high perspective and say, are we going to go forward or are we going to do something different? Because it's decreasing. For how long can you go on? Maybe you should do something else. And you know, it's really hard because it's nothing comes for free today. And you can still buy yourself into the campaigns, but it's expensive. And if that doesn't give you anything, then you shouldn't market it. You have to find new ways. You have to,
I think they have to be where the people are. I several times in this studio have said that the Facebook and another social communication.
It's not allowed to advertise alcohol in Facebook, I'm
what,
pretty
what,
sure.
What does it mean not to advertise? If a fisherman goes to fish and I'm a friend of a fisherman and he says, wow, I just came, I have such a nice fishes ready, I put them and in 2 hours I can bring them to you and I say, bring it over. He brings me a 10 kilogram and all my friends will eat this fish. Why not to do it with wine? What is advertising there?
Yeah, I think you can really do smart marketing like that. Put it up on YouTube. Where it feels like there is this fisherman guy who does it and he also has this great wine with it, you know.
Why just the fish?
Yeah, and it's like you make this person and he comes on every week, he has new food and then he's a hunter and then he has the same wine and you can be smart on the YouTube and all these channels are open and you know for There's an excellent wine guy who does tests that they should look up in the States, who has become an icon. And you can make so much more, but maybe it's like you say also, it's a tough... Maybe you should look at your product line and see what else you can put in there to bring up the sales.
Very good. Thank you for the good ideas. Dear listeners, welcome back in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting cases. As you see, we really love to discuss and solve, and we promise that you get a lot of new ideas from our discussions.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Teili endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.